This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 20th. God's word for you today is legitimate or illegitimate. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, and it says, "Because I love Zion, I will not keep still. Because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch." God's demonstration of hatred for Esau was leaving him. God's demonstration of love for Jacob was disciplining him. Which one do you want? God's love or his hatred? That is why David said in Psalm 141 verse 5, "Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head." Hebrews chapter 12 verse 7-9 says, "As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by their father? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means you are illegitimate and you are not really his children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirit and live forever? If God does not chastise you, you are an illegitimate child. You will not be an illegitimate child in the name of Jesus. Say amen." There was nothing Esau did that God corrected. Are you doing things and God is not correcting you? It is the wrong place to be. Are you doing bad things and heaven is just ignoring you? You look up and nothing happens. So you continue and still nothing happens. It is the wrong place to be. God said concerning Ephraim, just like Esau. In Hosea chapter 4 verse 17, "Ephraim is joined to idols. Leave him alone." May you never get that. May you never get to that place where God will leave you alone in the name of Jesus. The truth is, God can, but I pray that you will not be in that category. What do you want? The love of God or the hatred of God? If you want the love of God, and I hope you do too. I want the love of God, and I hope you do too. However, God disciplines the child he loves. Since I was a little boy, out of observation and just love for me, my grandmother will say to me, "You, God disciplines you more than everybody else." I didn't like it, but now I have come to love it because I know it is love. God will not accept nonsense from you. Say amen. If God doesn't accept nonsense from you, big congratulations to you. Sadly, you see people who just do all sorts of things, but heaven does nothing. Yet, if you try such a fraction of what they're doing, heaven comes down on you. Do you know why? It is because you are the beloved of the Lord. Do you want to come into the beloved? You can only come through Jesus. Or have you noticed that in the past, God would correct you if you even as much as eyed someone? But now you abuse people and God doesn't say anything. I pray that God in his mercy will restore you and bring you into the beloved in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I choose your love. I accept your rebuke. I am yours in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.